Alechem have a little brie. Maybe I'll tell you swore shtei alechem should have to have shemen and levoino. Why should Cain Tibur? Maybe the shtei alechem comes on shuas as daima to the carbon einer. It's also a carbon tibur. Chayv it's a chayv to bring it. So now you have to even do the tana. And the achil that the shtei alechem is eaten by the kahanim. La fuki minchas kahanim. The whole thing is burnt. There's nothing to be eaten. So maybe minchas kahanim should be different. Tigulo. There's chal pigul upon the minchas hoimer and upon the shtei lechem, but not upon the minchas kanim, because there's no matim, there's nothing there to eat for the kanim. The shabbat is doich shabbos also shtei lechem matir. There is a matir over here that the shnei kvosim is being matir the shtei lechem to be eaten. To lufi you have to pick it up and bear it. So that's the money who come from tefur that's grown in Eretz Yisrael. The zman is a special zman when to bring the shtei lechem and when to bring the minchas hoimer. So the daimel adodi, the minchas hoimer both have a zman kibura. One's on Pesach, one's on Shavuos. Chodesh, they're both the similar type of a mincha, they're both the first type. The oimer and the shtei lechem are both chodesh. Nothing else, it have to come from the new crop. Just the oimer is brought from Sairim, and the shtei lechem is brought from wheat. But it's the first time they're using it on the mizbeach. So Mar still said, and also v'an in the fishin, it's more daima that the shtei lechem is more daima, is more like the kerb mincha soimer than a minchas kanim is like the minchas soimer. So why do I say lohitzi that minchas shtei lechem does not need shemen and levoina? Why don't I say the opposite? Lohitzi minchas kanim and the rabbis minchas shtei lechem. So maskan, the answer that we had before, mistavra nefesh. It's more of a story to say that a korban yoch, the minchas yoch that a kohen brings, that's daima to a stam mincha. That's more mistavra to say there he does need shemen and levoina. And we have a meat somebody says he does not need it, his mustafa say goes on something else. Therefore we'll be medayah to say that the shtel that the lechem aponim, that the shtel lechem does not need not shemen and not levoina. Now the Mishnah says, V'chayovim al Hashem b'fnei atzmoi, v'chayiv al levoina b'fnei atzmoi. If you put it on a minchas chayta is supposed to be without shemen and without levoina. If you put shemen into the minchas levoina, you're over lav. You chayiv al Hashem b'fnei atzmoi. If you put levoina, you chayiv for putting levoina b'fnei atzmoi. Like we see in the Gemara, both of these have a lav mefurish. So therefore, the lav not to put shemen onto the three menachos we have in the Mishnah, that's a chareva, and the same thing not to put levoina. What's going to be north maleha shemen psola? When you put shemen on it, Amaisi, you pass on the mincha. You pass on the mincha s'chaita. You pass on the mincha s'chaita. Levoina, let's say you b'dievet, you put levoina, chew you over the lav, but here you do not pass on the mincha. The yetzer is your katenu. You can just collect it, take off the mincha, and then the mincha is still kosher for mincha s'chaita or mincha s'chaita. What's going to be nosan shemen al shiroho? Like after you took off the kmitza from this menachah minchas chayta, now the shirayim is left over the kanim teat, on that you put shemen. So there the locher is, ain't the way the blessed to say, you're not over lav. The lav is only not to put shemen on the mincha before you make a kmitza. But if you can make a kmitza, then there's no lav. Nosan kli, agabe kli, let's say you put a kli that has shemen on it, agave kli that has the minchas chayta on it. So locher is, leip sol does not become posel. Because Torah only says you cannot put shemen into the flour itself. Or, but stam putting a kli, agave kli, on that you're not chayiv. And Rashi says, nosan kli, v'toich shemen, agave kli, shemen chaschaita, loy posel does not passel. It only passel, the shemen goes inside the mincha chaschaita. But if it does not go inside the mincha, it does not passel the mincha. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, word like this. The Pasuk says, lo yosem alehen shemen. You're not allowed to put, not on as minchas chayta or minchas kenoish, you cannot put shemen. But if you do put shemen, it passes the mincha. Yochel, I would have thought to say the same thing applies, lo yitin ale levoin. You should not put levoin on top of the mincha. But be nosem posel. If you put levoin inside the mincha, you pass on the mincha. On this, Talmud Lomer says no. Ki chatis. It says the Pasuk, ki chatis. Rashi Kleima, filu nosan le levoina, still mikri chatis and mechaperis. Now, even though b'dievet you put levoina, does not pass on the mincha. Still it's kosher, still it's mechaperis. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Ach Shemin, the same halacha by Shemin also, but the other still is kosher. Talmudim, it says the word he. No, it says the word chat to see, only he is kosher, not with something else. So the Reuben and Miat. So the Sol Gemara's question, Ma Reis, how do you know, Lifsa B'Shemin, the same when oil comes into the mincha, passes the mincha, or Lahach Shem Levoina. And if you only put Levoina on top, it's still kosher, why not say the other way? So Gemara says, yes. Post on the Bishon makes a lot of sense to say that if oil comes into this minchas posel, sheyev shelolaytoy. Well, machsher, because there's no way to take the shemen out. Once the shemen comes into the oil, you can't into the flour, you can't get it out. Therefore, there's no way to make a kosher anymore. Again, sheyev shelolaytoy, you can't get it out. Mashenkin or machsher ani belevoina. I'll be machsher, say it's kosher when levoina falls in, sheyev shelolaytoy, because it's possible to take out levoina. So therefore, I said, Balavoyna, that's the reason to say, but Yevet Chatis is still a Minchas Chayta. My Shaykh, and he is coming to teach us that when Shemin comes in, then it's possible. Now the verse says, Boyi, Rabba, Barafuno, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba, Barafuno, asked the question from Rabbi Yechanan. What's going to be, Nosan Ale Levoyna, Shechuka Mao. Let's say you put Levoyna on top of it, Shechuka, because Mam is ground up very well. And it's come out impossible to get it all out of the flour, got mixed in very well. Mamashab ground up well, levoina that fell into the flour. Ma, what's going to be the locha? Is it posel now or not? What's the shayla? Mishum diyev shalaloita v'ol yev shalaloita. Is the real smell why levoina is still kosher? Is because even though the levoina falls on top of the mincha, but you can take it out. Normally the frankincense, the levoina is of pieces, a little bigger pieces. So you could take them out. So since it's possible to get them out, then you will get them out. That's why it's kosher. But here that you could not get it out anymore, it's ground up so well like regular flour got mixed in, it's not possible to take it out. It'll be possible. Or don't we know? Mishum the way mivla. The swore that it was not absorbed in the flour. It's not like oil. When oil goes into flour, it gets absorbed. It's mavliya inside it. But levoin, even though it's very soft, very fine, like the flour, it's not absorbed in the flour. That's the reason why it's still kosher. It's still called like separate pieces. It's, even though you can't separate them, but they're separate pieces. It's so v'honami l'niv lohirosom. This levoin, even though it's ground up and they're very fine, still it's not absorbed in the flour. So that's the shalom. What's the heter of levoin? So Toshima coming here. It says levoin yikotenu, that levoin, it says the Mishnah, you could take it off. So mashma, that's the yikot heter, the fact it could be taken away. But here that was ground up so well, you can't take it away. Maybe it's possible. So Moshe says, no, that's not a proof in the Mishnah. Dilma chod v'yoyd koma. The Mishnah says one, but there is another reitza. Chod is one reason, is the lo nivla. Could be one reason why it's mutter is because it was not absorbed. For yoyd, the second reason is yikotenu. But maybe you have meraya in a case where you can't yikotenu, where it's ground up so fine, you cannot take it out. Maybe it's because you have no proof. Torah Shema coming here. Says Mach Shani Belevoino Shef Shaloito, that I'll be Mach Shabai Levoino. Why Shef Shaloito? That's the price before. There's more of a swear to say that when Levoino mixes into the Mincha, it's still kosher because it's possible to separate it. So the Churat Smashim, you have to be able to separate it. Smash again says no. Maybe there's no proof. Hochinam here also maybe Choda V'Yoyd Kram. It says one and it means another one also. That really each one by itself is a matter. So you have no proof. So Moshe says, if so, my heavy or lowest maskon over here. Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. Tani would learn like this. Minchas choyta, or minchas kinois, shenos and alel levoina. That both of these menochas are supposed to be dry. If you do put levoina on top of a minchas choyta, minchas choyta, so malakit, that's a levoina kshayra. That you have to separate levoina, then it becomes kosher. But v'yimach shalalikat levoinosa. Let's say before you took out the levoina, before you separated it, chishev aleh, now you had a machshava on this mincha, machshava psula, bein chus lezmano, you had a mind teed at the wrong time, or bein chus l'mkayim at the wrong place, pesel v'yein b'chorus, there's only chala psula on it, but there's no chorus. So why is there no chorus, vice tois? Because this carbon is pesel anyway right now. Chos l'man the levoina is mixed into it, it's pesel, you can't use it. So who you see clearly, what's matter the mincha only when you take out the levoina completely? But kol zaman the levoina is mixed up with the mincha, it's psulu anyway. So if you have a machshavas pigul, it's not chal pigul, it's not chal chiyuv koros. But only in mishalikta levoinosa, let's say after you took out, you separated levoino, then you made the mincha kosher, now mechashav aleh, now the kain has a mind, chuslim kaimai, it's either at the wrong place, it's possible in the chorus, like every chuslim kaimai, or even makes a psalm at chorus. But here, if you have in mind chuslas manoi, you have in mind to eat the mincha the wrong time, tigol b'chayav malo chorus. So, kol ponim, you tigol b'chayav malo chorus. So, kol ponim, this is the raya that when is the mincha kosher? Only when you take out all the levoina. But if now the case where the levoina was ground up so well, it's not possible to separate it, and economy, then the maisa, the mincha is still possible. Now the more is the question, so to have a pach, Rashi hach mincha, the oid shalavoyne betoyche, now that lavoyne is still mixed into it, it should be kil nofale pach shemen. Why isn't the court right now as if shemen falls into it? It shouldn't be chozi, and therefore should not be chalap sumach shava klau. So Rashi is like, the more is this like, every pach means right now when lavoyne is mixed up in the mincha, so right now the mincha is possible, let it be like shemen fell into it. The amai possible be machshava. Why is machshava possible altogether? Dichoyu. Lechura is called dichoy. Like at this time, since it can't be used, sechura is a dochor, it's not like a mincha right now. So machshava should not help at all. So it says, Om Rabbaya, chates kaya rachmonano. The Torah calls it a chates, Rashi says. Afilu kinosan levoina. Even when you have levoina inside, still it's called a chates. So it's called a good mincha. Hilkach manya bo machshava l'nisol. Therefore, a kol pon of the machshava you have now helps to pass it. And achmami, pigol is not chal because it's possible anyway. But a kol pon is called a mincha no, but the machshava now passes it. That even though later when you take out the levoina, really it should become kosher, but if you had a machshava's psul, the shas levoina was mixed in, that's the chiddush of chattis, it is still called a chattis, that the machshava would pass it. That's the Gdorim now. The Kol Zaman, the Levoina is on it. It's like a psul right now. It's not usable. But our Kol Ponim is called a Chatis, that when you take it off, it becomes kosher. So if you have a Machshava right now, quit Paslut, even the lady, you take off the Levoina, still remain Paslut. All right, it turned over. We'll continue on the other side. Now the Gemara says, Rav Amar Rav says, "So many Chonan Amitzri." I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Chonan Amitzri. The less laid the chun, he doesn't offer the svara dochui. That even though it's pushed away, so what? When it becomes fit, it's fit, and therefore there's no problem of dichui. Why? The Tani went like this: Chonan Amitzri Yomer, Afilu Dam Bekois, Chesed by the Shnei Sirim on Yom Kippur, and we always have to have both together. The soil Hashem, the soil Azazel. He says, "Afilu you have dam b'kreis." Means the soil Hashem, you made a shechit and you have the dam, and then the soil Azazel dies. So the answer is maybe chaver shleim bagrolo. All you have to do is just bring another soil and mix it up with mezabel and mix it up with this one. As even though when the soil Azazel dies, now lechur the soil Hashem is not fit to be used by itself. It's no good at all times. You have to have shnei sirim. So there is a man that says it's dochli. It's not fit to be used. And therefore, since the shechita ready, you have to also let it just, you can't use it, it's possible, and bring another two. Chonan Mitzri says, no, there's no psul dichui, just bring another one, or mezavigloi. So here, yes, Nakasha should be dochui, until it goes according to Chonan Mitzri. Ravashi Yamano, here it's much better. Kol shebiyodoi, lehevi dochui. Here it's better. Even though the Levoina fell in, and right now it's possible, but since it's biyodi, it's up to you, your hands, you could take it out. Here it's not dochi. That's the biggest svara. Omer Rabada Kavosad Ravashi Mr. Rabbing Svara like Rabbah being a proof of Ravashi. The man shamad like this lay dhuyin who's the one that holds dochi by Shnei Sirim, Rabbi Yehudi. The Tanan we learned. Viyoidom Rabbi Yehuda Nishpach Adam Yomis HaMishtaleach. Let's say by the Shnei Sirim. If the one you brought to soil Hashem, the dam after the Shechita got lost, was spilled out, you can't use it. So right then you don't have the soil Hashem. So he holds the one that's mishtalech is yomis. You have to let it die. You can't use it. It's also called dochli. What's going to be meisa mishtalech? The opposite. The soil of mishtalech dies.
The old man, Yishofech Adam, you have to spill out the dam. In other words, when one is dead, one is not usable, you can't use the other ones. The Shnei Sirim always has to be usable together. If one becomes not fit, so the other one at that time is also not fit. So you can't just do like a Cholam HaMitzvah says, bring another one. No, since that the one alive now is Dochui, you have to bring two new ones. So if you have used the one that says there is a Psul of Dichui, that once it becomes not fit, you can't use it anymore. Still, V'yilu Hechad B'yodai, but when it's up to you to fix it, then Tanya Yehudi says like this. Tanya Yehudi Weimer, Kei Soi Mamala Midama Terubais, V'zorku Zurikachas Kenegra Yisoid. So there, that's the halacha by Korban Pesach, that the whole floor used to be full of blood, and we were afraid that when they made the shechita and the Korban Pesach, after they made a Kabbalah Saddam, then maybe before they made the Zrika, the dam spilled on the floor. Now there, the halacha is that if you made a Kabbalah first in the Kli, even the later the dam spills on the floor, you're allowed to pick it up and use it again. So there he says we were afraid that maybe by some Korban, the dam spilled on the floor, and they never made a Zrika. He used to pick up one cup of blood from the floor and make a zrika with it and put it all aside. Because we say, yesh bila, everything's mixed up. So if there was some dam that didn't have a zrika yet, that would be called a zrika right now. So even though the chura, the carbon was called dochli, like when it was nishpach, you couldn't use it then. But there it says, since it's biyad, it's up to you to pick it up and use it again, that's not called dochli. So see, Rabbi Yud himself that holds the swara of dichli, he himself holds that where it's beyond the few to pick it up and use it again, so it's kosher. So here also, in our case, it's beyond the few to separate the levoina from the mincha, therefore it's still kosher when you separate it. Omer Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Omer Rav Yechanan, no san mashu shem nagabi kizayis mincha posel. Here's as a big kiddush, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef, name of Rav Yechanan. If you just put a little bit shemen on a kizayis of mincha, this mincha schaifa, you pass the mincha. My time, what's the reason? Lo yosim, it says, sima koldu, oleo adika shiroi. Lo yosim, oleo shemen means the sima, the amount could be the smallest amount of shemen, will pass it. But it has to be oleo on top of a chosh of a shir, or the shir of a kizayis of the mincha. If you only have a less than a kizayis, it would not pass the mincha. V'yomer Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yechanan, no san kizayis levoino, agabi mashu mincha posel. Here's the opposite way he holds. You put a kizayis of levoino on top even a mashu of a mincha posel, my time on, lo yitank siv, adiyika nesina. And oleo, it says the word oleo also, but here the word oleo, beribu yacharibu, beribu yacharibu, el lamayit. Then it says also lo yitank oleo levoino. So lashon of yitain means a chash of a shir. You have to have a kizayis worth of levoino. But it says the word aleher again, a second time, and like a ribu, yachar ribu, is then lamayit. Come to teach us that here in Pasul the Mincha, even though it's in a small amount, you don't have to do the large amount, even a mashu would also Pasul the Mincha. That's what he holds, that kitzah shemen is a mashu on top of a kizayis, and levoino is the opposite. Yitain is a chash of a shir, has to be the shir of a kizayis on top of even a mashu of the mincha by Levoino would pass all the mincha. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding.